I may not be driving the fanciest car, but I got a decent car that gets me from A to B. That's the gap in the gain. And I truly believe that this is a big factor in suicide. I want you to think about that for just a moment, because anytime you've been depressed, anytime you've been down, anytime that you've just been feeling like you're slogging through mud every day, most of the time you're looking at the gap, not at the gain. You're looking at what you don't have versus what you do have. And this is a perfect time of year to have this conversation, because when we do have this conversation, we can shift out of survival state back into executive state. Because when you're in gratitude, your brain cannot also be in survival state. The brain doesn't allow it. When you're in curiosity, you cannot be in survival state. Your brain doesn't allow it. It's neuroscience. It's proven. It's Mother Nature. Again, don't fight against Mother Nature. You'll lose every time.
San Diego 911 emergency. You need to come right away. There's a man with a gun and it's loaded.
What's the police?
Shots fired. Receiving emergency signal from
4 George, 1141. We've got a white team out there. We need paramedics closely.
All available units will code that way.
Welcome to the De-Escalation Conversations Podcast. This is a special episode that just kind of fits in between this stuff we've been talking about the last two, which was how to be successful in your goals, having a morning and evening routine. This all fits in. And this special episode is called Your Calendar is a Reflection of Your True Values. And so I'm going to talk about this in just a moment, but what I wanted to share with you is the reason that I'm doing these episodes right around the holidays, especially, is it's typically a time when we step back and we reflect over the last year that we've had, that we're in gratitude for the things that we have, the accomplishments that we've made. We get to plan out our next year and look at, okay, what did I not get to in 2023 that I want to get to in 2024? And this is repeated into 2025 and moving forward. It's not just these 2 years. And when we look back over the last year, one of the most important things is a concept that Dan Sullivan and Dr. Benjamin Hardy wrote about in a book called The Gap and the Gain. And the real quick, almost 30-second synopsis is, if you start out in the morning, you look at the horizon and go, I'm going to hike to the horizon. And you walk all day, you hike all day, you're working hard all day. And you get to the end of the day and the horizon doesn't look any closer. And you go, look at the big gap between me and where I wanted to be and where I am. And that's the gap. The gain, and you absolutely need to do this, is you need to turn around and look back and look how far you've come. And oftentimes that's a lot more clear how far ahead we are versus where we were before. Yeah, we may not have reached our goal. We may not have reached the pinnacle of our success. We may not have gotten to exactly where we had planned on because we got diverted along the way. And maybe that diversion is a really good thing. Maybe that journey is so rewarding. But if we only look at the gap, it's going to be depressing. And I honestly, truly feel that this whole concept of the gap and the gain, looking at what's missing versus what we have, the gap of what we didn't get done, what we procrastinated, what we failed to do, what we tried but didn't accomplish, versus looking back and going, this is what we did accomplish, this is what we have. These are the blessings in my life that are real. I may not be driving the fanciest car, but I got a decent car that gets me from A to B. That's the gap in the gain. And I truly believe that this is a big factor in suicide. And I want you to think about that for just a moment, because anytime you've been depressed, anytime you've been down, anytime that you've just been feeling like you're slogging through mud every day, most of the time you're looking at the gap, not at the gain. You're looking at what you don't have versus what you do have. And this is a perfect time of year to have this conversation, because when we do have this conversation, we can shift out of survival state back into executive state. Because when you're in gratitude, your brain cannot also be in survival state. The brain doesn't allow it. When you're in curiosity, you cannot be in survival state. Your brain doesn't allow it. It's neuroscience. It's proven. It's Mother Nature. Again, don't fight against Mother Nature. You'll lose every time. So as we launch into this episode, what I want you to think about is that framework as we talk about how do you use your calendar to live your best life possible. It's really what this episode is about. I hope you enjoy. So what I want to be really clear about is this thought process. Your calendar is a reflection of your true values. And I'm probably being redundant and rhetorical or both or one or the other. I don't know which of the mix is, but I just want to be really clear on this because it is so critical for you to understand. Your calendar is a reflection of your true values. Your calendar is your values in action. What I mean by it is this: you may want to have or believe you have values that family comes first. But if your family is not on your calendar, then you're not living your values. And so what do we do with that? Well, we change our calendar to reflect our life that we choose, our life by design, not by default. You've heard me say this before. Number one reason why we procrastinate is the task feels a little overwhelming or uncertain. So with those two words, overwhelming or uncertain, I'm going to pop quiz you here, and I'm going to let you know that in advance. Those two words, overwhelming and or uncertain, are those executive state words or are they survival state words? If you said survival state, you're right. Ding, 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 ding. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. A negative emotional state. Negative emotions equals survival state. Top-notch work. So when a task, you're thinking, I don't know how long this is going to take, or this feels like a lot of work to do, you're going to push it off because it's a fear response. And this is inbred into you. We don't have any choice about this. It's Mother Nature. And if you try to beat Mother Nature, you will always lose. So work with Mother Nature. Don't try to go against her. You're not going to win against Mother Nature. If it's against nature, it's not going to go well. And if you look at anything you've ever procrastinated on, 99% of the time, leave 1% margin for error, but 99% of the time, it's those two things, one or two or both going on, uncertain or overwhelmed. Does that make sense? So here's what I want you to do. I want you to think about when you and whoever is significant in your life, when you're going to be together next. This might be your wife, might be your boyfriend, might be your girlfriend, hopefully not all three at the same time. Whenever you're going to be together, start with the person that's most important that you spend the most time with. This could be your child, your kids, all of them, however many you got. But pick one person to start with. When are they going to have a little bit of time? When are they going to have a 15-minute time block? And right now, what I want you to do is I want you to put it on your calendar. Do a calendar event for you. I'm just going to say your wife or your husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever they are. And I want you to do your bank code assessment. If you haven't heard of bank code before, it's a rapid personality assessment. It's what we use in one of our de-escalation tools because it allows you to know the language that the other person can best hear. Not the language that you natively speak. It's the other person's language, what they natively speak, what they can best hear. So what you're going to do is go to crackmycode.com/victory, as in I want you to have victory in life. And that'll be in the show notes. So if you're driving, don't worry about it. But crackmycode.com/victory. It's free. I pay the subscription cost so you can just do it for free as many times as you want to. So when I was a sergeant on the police department, what I would do is I would have my squad do their bank code, and then we would sit around and talk about it. So everybody knew what everybody else's bank code assessment looked like. I've done this with other teams that I've worked with. In fact, every team that I work with, everybody does their bank code assessment. We do it with clients and clients' teams. And we actually keep a spreadsheet with everybody's bank code so we know exactly why they're saying and doing the things that they're doing, because it gives us great insight. It's free to you. You can do it as many times as you want. It takes 90 seconds or less. So let's say you're in a husband-wife relationship. You have your wife do the husband's as if she was the husband, and you do the wife's as if you're the wife. So if you're married and I'm talking to you, you're a guy, you have your wife do yours, you do hers. If I'm talking to a wife, you do his and he does yours. And the reason is this. What we found in close relationships is that the partner, most of the time, will be straight up accurate. If we do our own, sometimes what happens is we tend to put down how we think we should be, or what we wish we were like, or how we want to show up in life, not how we actually do show up in life. Your partner, they're not going to cut you any slack in that regard. They're just going to do it like it really is. So you end up getting a better result. Fill in the contact information for the right person that the assessment's being done so you can keep each assessment straight when they go to your email. Now, you set this calendar invite. Set it for 15 minutes because for both of you to do this, it's going to take 90 seconds or less. It'll take you longer to fill in your contact information than it will be to do the assessment. All you're going to do is sort the cards, the values cards in order. There's only four of them. You know, sort the first three, the fourth one goes into place. You sort them for very simply, and there's an explainer video on the page, crackmycode.com/victory, that tells you exactly what to do. But basically what you're doing is sorting left to right what's most like you, what you most appreciate about those values, and what's least like you, what values you least appreciate or you least live by. And that's it. Now, when you set this calendar invite, make sure the default for Outlook, as an example, is 15 minutes. Google's the same way. Set another one that's for like 2 to 3 minutes in advance of the appointment. So you get that second reminder. The first one you might dismiss and go, oh, I got 15 minutes. And all of a sudden, 15 minutes has gone by. When you calendar this, two things just happened. First of all, you took a step forward in benefiting your relationship because your relationship's going to be better because you're doing something together. That's always a positive thing for any relationship. The other thing is you take something off your plate, maybe that's been lingering, you've been meaning to do for several weeks. But the reason that you do this is it's for accountability. It's not just to make you feel good. It's also to make you feel accountable. You do feel good, and that's great. It helps you make progress. And so when you take it off your plate, here's what happens in your head. First of all, you have a sense of relief. Second of all, you're like 15 minutes. 15 minutes is not a big deal. I sometimes I work 20 hours a day. 15 minutes is nothing. Yeah. So we're just talking 15 minutes. And the cool thing is it's going to pop up. You're going to do it. You're going to sit down. You're going to get it done. Your wife or your husband's going to be happy because you're connecting with them. You're doing something together. There's all sorts of good stuff going on here all at one time because you did one calendar appointment. And that calendar appointment was in alignment with your values, which is my relationship is important. The reason I'm pausing to point all this stuff out is because this is the stuff you get stuck on. And this is a great way to get unstuck. And I'm not going to tell you it's the win-all game solution. I am going to tell you it's a big game changer, though. Because what you did by making that calendar appointment, in fact, I would recommend you pause this podcast or have it keep me talking in the background while you do this. Do it right now. Don't wait. Don't put it off. Because when you do, you not only take a step forward, not only do you in advance help your relationship, but you also set part of your mind at ease because you're getting something done. Because you're getting something done. And it's not overwhelming when you set it on the calendar. And the reason I wanted to have you go through this exercise with me, it's because it's easy to do and it benefits you. You set some time on your calendar for 15 minutes. What you did is you told your mind, chill out. It's 15 minutes. It's totally doable. And that tags onto the feeling of, yeah, I got this. It tags onto other things that you're going to do as well, because you start to have this forward momentum. You get those little dopamine hits that we talked about before. And this also helps you to not procrastinate. This helps you in so many different ways. It helps you live your values. It helps you not procrastinate, which automatically all of that makes you feel better because you're more satisfied in life. It helps you to move forward, how to be successful. It's all wrapped up in this thing today. And the part that happens when you look at your values, you as a man, you as a woman, what your values are, it's important to us. But look at your calendar. Your calendars, your values, and actions. Again, think about that for a second. What goes on your calendar is what you say you value. You look at your calendar and you go, well, there's stuff on there that maybe I don't value. Okay, then maybe you need to look at changing your calendar. And if there's stuff that's not on your calendar that you say you value, take a look at your calendar. It's the same process either way. There's stuff on there I don't want. There's stuff on there that I don't want to be doing, that's not the best use of my time, and there's not stuff on there that I do want, has the same answer. Take a look at your calendar, because what you really value ends up, at the end of the day, it ends up on that calendar. Now, I'll give you a personal example. Diane and I, we don't give each other presents. We give experiences. So I have the big wall calendar, the 24 by 36 wall calendars, and they're the wet erase markers. Don't use dry erase because it ghosts and can't ever get it off. But wet erase, they work good. And if you want, in fact, I'll even put the links to the calendar and the markers in the show notes. And if you want, we give this, I have a little cheat sheet guide for the colors of the different markers, what they mean on the calendar. And I'll send me an email and I'll send this little cheat sheet guide to you for free. It'll save you some time. But we have the next year's calendar. So today's in 2023. So next year, 2024, we have 2024 calendar up. And they're held up with little magnetic discs on the wall. And this little cheat sheet for the different colors, for example, if I'm training and it generates revenue, I use green ink for that because that way I can look at it and I can see where the revenue generating activities are. And so I know that the nonprofit organization is moving forward in a positive direction because we have revenue coming in. I can look at my calendar, see a bunch of green. I got a client meeting. I've got a training session. Maybe it's travel, whatever it is. I can glance at it. Now, I keep a digital calendar as well, but Diane can't necessarily always easily access that, but she can look at a wall calendar. So all my travel goes on that wall calendar, and the general travel, it's in blue. And so she can look at it and she can immediately know what is Carrie doing to make sure that idea is moving forward. How is he directing the team? She knows in an instant what's going on in life. And then she can also look at it and go, okay, is Carrie in town? And if he's out of town, great, I get to have a girls' night out. And I get to look at my calendar, and those are my values. I got stuff on my calendar, and Diane and I do this every quarter. So for Christmas, as an example, I got this deck of cards. It's 52 cheap and free dates. What we do is we go through the deck. I give her the deck. She goes through it, and she picks out six cards, six activities she would like to do. And maybe it's a picnic in a park. Maybe it's a train ride. Maybe it's renting bicycles and going down the boardwalk. It could be any number of things. She gives the deck back to me. I pick out six things. I give her my six cards. She gives me her six cards. Out of those six cards, I pick four. She picks four out of my six. So she's given me six things that she says, I would love to do these six things anytime in 2024. I've done the same. I pick four of those things. So we have eight things total. We have eight things that we're going to do during the year. Do the math real quick. That's two things every quarter, and we exchange those cards. That's our Christmas presents to each other. We don't give gifts. There's no need for more physical stuff. What we do is we give experiences. We give time together. We give connection together. We give building our relationship together. And then we'll go over the calendar and we'll schedule out, we'll put on the calendar, and we both know it's flexible. We might not do it because something came up, but we'll shift it. But it's on calendar, so it gets shifted. It doesn't just disappear. We combine calendars. We calendar each of our experiences. So every quarter, we're doing two fun things together, one hers, one mine. And there's four quarters. So there's four for each of us for activities, four experiences. My number one value is my family, family first. And I make sure that those experiences go on the calendar first. Kids' first day of school. For us, it's the grandkids because our kids are growing. Grandkids' first day of school. We want to be able to support and join in, if at all possible, spring break experiences that we give each other for Christmas. Very first thing that goes on my 2024 calendar is my family stuff. Then my conferences, my trainings go on after that. Sometimes that means a conference I really want to go to, we've got to do some negotiation. Hey, it's the grandkids' first day of school. Are you going to be here? Can you go to this? If I go to this conference, how you feel about that? And we figure out what best works. Now, what we did with the bank code assessment, we told your brain it's totally doable in 15 minutes. And it is. That relieves the fear center of your brain. It gets you moving forward. I hope this kind of wraps up this whole living your life by design begins with what you put on your calendar. And if what's on your calendar is not the best use of your time, it's not the stuff you want to do, then change it. You have control over your life. You might go, Carrie, I feel like I don't have control over my life. Then we need to have a deeper conversation. Because ultimately, you do. You just don't feel like it right now. And we can fix that. We can shift that. So I hope this little section helps you in this. Understand this concept of your calendar is your values, your real values in action. I hope you found a lot of great value in this episode of the De-Escalation Conversations podcast. Please be sure to go out to our website, theidea.world, theidea.world. On that website, just click on the link that resonates with you most. If you're a K-12 educator, if you're a firefighter, medical services, law enforcement, flight attendants, whatever industry you're in, we have specialized training for you. So check that training out because literally it can save your life, it can save your relationship, it can save your career. So check out theidea.world and I look forward to seeing you soon. Take care.